This is Lynn Benton Tractors Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne. Presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Live, local talk that matters to you. Now, here's Brent and Dave from the Capital Auto Group Studios, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
And welcome to Newsmakers. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne. We have a special show today. We're going to talk about and with four individuals who were recently honored by the Salem Area Chamber of Commerce for their leadership roles and setting an example in the community of giving back. Our first guest is going to be Ken Junt, who was awarded Salem First Citizen, and followed by a couple of Distinguished Service Award winners and Young Pro of the Year. I don't qualify for that and never will evermore.
Not yet, anyway.
I guess I didn't have enough together when I was young, but we're going to have a little time here with Salem's first most recently anointed First Citizen, Ken Junt. And Ken, if you're not familiar with Ken, as many of us are, he's the Senior Vice President and Regional Manager of Columbia Bank. Willamette Valley region. He's been in banking here for a while. He's seen a few changes, but one thing that's been steady there in that building has been Ken Junt, a very reliable presence in our community, our banking community. Ken, congratulations, first of all.
Thank you.
The chamber saw a person, and you won't brag on yourself, but I got to tell you, this is a big deal. To be First Citizen of Salem, there's not that many. And when you look at the pantheon of individuals that have won this award going back to Jerry Frank in 1960-ish, you find that inspiring or a little bit terrifying?
A little bit of both, Brent. It hasn't been lost on me. The significance of this award has been pretty overwhelming, frankly.
Yeah. It's kind of a recognition, and I know that the chamber does want to recognize people that have a body of work. They want to recognize people that have done more than one initiative. They want things that are outside the scope of the work. And a lot of things that happen in the community, of course, they involve banking. But, sure. You know, what kind of things have you involved yours and plugged yourself in that you felt was part of that whole path to the award?
Yeah. You know, I think back about when I first came to town, I think my first connection was with some youth organizations. Mm-hmm. The Children's Guild was one of the first boards I served on. They ended up closing their doors, and I think they went by the way of Family Building Blocks eventually. But that's probably where I sort of had my first interest was there. Followed very quickly by being more supportive of the business community. And, you know, I think about things like Showbiz. And when the chamber asked a group of us to get together and figure out how we might bring a business fair to this community that would allow small businesses to showcase their businesses. And we created Showbiz. Sharon Seideman, what an amazing lady that was part of that effort. And she inspired a lot of us to really think outside the normal box about how a business fair ought to run. And I think we created something really special.
Yes, you did.
So I think my first thing was certainly kids. Mm-hmm. And they're near and dear to my heart these days as well. I've been blessed with 7 grandchildren. And just come to my office and I'll show you pictures of them. I have a few.
I have a few. Yeah. It's an understatement probably right there.
Yeah.
One thing that was really sweet at the event, and by the way, if you haven't been to First Citizens, put on your calendar. It's usually the first weekend of March every year. But pay attention, even if you know who's going to be awarded. If you don't know who's going to be awarded, it's one of Salem's most feel-good events. But one thing you learned right away about Ken Junt is family. And I felt for your kids. Ken forced, Dave forced his kids to stand up on stage behind him when he received this award. And they're coming up dutifully behind dad and their spouses. And so he had family in front of him in the front row. And so it was a real physical embodiment of what was obviously makes you tick in terms of having such an emphasis on a family.
Well, it does, Brandon. And, you know, as I think about, I've been asked the question, what's been the force behind whatever little contribution I've been able to make in this community. And I think about really three things. My family, by far, the most important piece to it for me, whether it be my grandparents or my parents or in my children and now my grandkids. You know, I learn from them every single day, and it's amazing what they do for me. The business community in this town is absolutely amazing. Think about some of the great leaders that we've had. When I first came to town, I was my first introduction was Jerry Frank and John Mascali at the YMCA. And what amazing ambassadors of really what it means to be a community person.
Indeed.
And so when you've got that kind of example in front of you, you can't but help yourself, you know, find ways to get involved and be a contributor to what we're all about.
So you mentioned your father and your grandfather. It sounds like there's a recurring theme in all the awardees about a family core values of giving back. Mm-hmm. Did you grow up with that?
Yeah, in the early days, I remember there was always a sticker on the screen door of our home. It was the hands of United Way, and in my case, mom and dad didn't have a lot of money, but they had enough that they could find ways to give to United Way. Mm-hmm. And so it starts from that. It's grandpa, reminding me that sometimes I just need to go down the block and cut the neighbor's yard because she can't get to it. Because she's older and she's not able to do those kinds of things. So yeah, when you ask the question and I think about that, yeah, those are things that I grew up with that became really important to me.
We're talking to Ken Junt, and he's Senior Vice President and Regional Manager at Columbia Bank and recent awardee of Salem First Citizen by the Salem Area Chamber of Commerce. So how many grandkids?
Seven.
So you got seven grandkids. You're passing this kind of value system onto them. So maybe there's hope for America, right?
Well, we're in good hands with the children we have in this community.
So you're with Columbia Bank, and you told us before we went on the air that they have a culture of giving back and making sure you're involved. How did they manifest that, encourage you to do that as well?
Yeah, our current CEO, Hadley Robbins, really makes it clear to us on a pretty frequent basis the value and the commitment and the responsibility that we all have to give back to each of the communities that we serve in. And we can't take that for granted. He really drives us to find ways, to find our niche, to find our passion. And then do something about it. Get involved and be active.
And I know I've seen the Columbia banner in a lot of events in town. And I'm one of those people, if I go to a theater, a local theater, I read the ads before I'll read the actor bios. And if I go to an event, I'm seeing who sponsors it, who's putting money out in the community and so forth.
And you're like, they are sponsoring something.
You can't be cynical about a local business that's writing the check. Because I'm sure you get 1,000 requests a year and things that you could sponsor. Mm-hmm. But when you go to any event, you pay attention to who the sponsors in Columbia is. And so did you get a big bonus? Was your boss there?
Well, actually, Hadley did make it down from Tacoma to spend the evening with us, and which was really, really very special for me to have him in the audience.
It seems, Ken, that you think that there's definitely a connection between business and community. And that they're inextricably interwoven.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely.
Is that what I say?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So where, if Ken can be involved, or actually we've seen your employees as well, mm-hmm. right? You mm-hmm. pass along that to the people that you're overseeing here in the region. Mm-hmm. We've got Leon Cowles, of course, mm-hmm. right? Who works for you, and she's chaired committees and so forth, and you give them the leeway and time to do that. And it's part of your leadership, right?
That's right.
Because it's not just what you're able to do in the community, but it's what you're able to inspire to be done in the community, mm-hmm. which, by the way, Ken, is a mark of a good leader. Well, if you're inspiring others to do
thank you.
Well.
Thank you.
All right. What kind of things would you like to have other people get more involved with? What do we need in the community that you're like, hey, right now I'm passionate about this, and could people lock in? Mm-hmm. I know you're on the board of Boys and Girls Club now.
I am. Mm-hmm.
So is that relatively new?
Actually, my participation on that board is fairly new in the last year. And I recently joined the executive committee there as well.
Oh,
and,
very nice.
Sue Bloom and that team over there. If you haven't had the opportunity, for those of you that think the Boys and Girls Club is about a gymnasium and playing basketball, boy, you've got to stop in and walk around and look. But more importantly, listen to the conversations going on between staff and those young people. Those are really powerful conversations that they're giving those kids hope, and they're giving those kids dreams, and helping them understand that there's things that they're capable of doing way beyond what they've ever imagined. Hmm. And it's pretty special.
Yeah. It is amazing. They've done amazing things under the leadership there as far as their growth. Mm-hmm. And now they've got you to take them to the next level. All right. Do you feel, having been awarded First Citizen Award, inspired to do more, like I sure need to live up to this? Or do you feel emboldened to challenge others to do more, or both?
Yeah, I think probably a little bit of both, but maybe more of the second. It is our responsibility and to find ways that, and again, it's about knowing your passion and going after that, whether it's helping young people, it's working on infrastructure of the city. You know, we need a third bridge. We got to come up with a bridge. It's working on the homeless issues. Whatever it happens to be, whatever your passion is, there's so many places to go.
Indeed. And passion for KenJunt is family first, and community, kids, and business right here with Columbia Bank, right smack in the middle of downtown. Ken, we want to thank you for everything you've done in the community since, going back 30, 40 years, right?
Yeah, thank you.
And congratulate you on being awarded First Citizen, and looking forward to seeing you next year anointed the next one that you have, and the leaders that you've seen also get inspired to do the same.
I look forward to that.
Thank you, KenJunt. It's been great. Stick with us. We're going to talk to Mary Louise Van Nida next, her Distinguished Service Award winner. You're listening to Newsmakers on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This is Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, let's go back to the Capital Auto Group studios on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is proudly brought to you by Color Tile of Salem and Sylvan Learning Center.
And welcome back to Newsmakers, folks. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne. Today, we are focused on people that have been recognized in our community by the Salem Area Chamber of Commerce for special distinction. We were talking to KenJunt, and now we have Mary Louise Van Nida of Van Nida Public Relations. She was awarded a Distinguished Service Award by the Salem Area Chamber at the recent, a month or two ago. That was the First Citizens Banquet. We want to make sure you guys all know Mary Louise and what she does in the community. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you for inviting me.
It's really great to have you. It was nice to have you last week as well, talking about all the activities that are happening in Salem and the whole region, really. But let's talk about the DSA, the Esteemed Distinguished Service Award winner. And what this means is, they kind of selected you and looked at your body of work and basically saying our community's better because you're in it. How about that?
Wow. Very flattering.
Yeah.
That's pretty deep, too.
Our community is better because Mary Louise Van Nida is in it in what she does. These days, Mary, what are you plugging into? Where are you putting your services? I know you're constantly at service, not just with your family, with your local small business, but also in the community in general.
Well, I'm very, very thankful to be here. Thank you so much. A cool thing is that my dad also won this award before. So,
what?
Yeah, so he was on the stage a number of years ago, and so it was so fun to have him in the audience with me and to be able to follow in his footsteps, because we do have a family business. My dad started the business back in the 60s, and I was able to join him in the 80s and have really been and he really gave me a great opportunity to get involved. And one of his mantras was show up and participate. Mm.
The world is run by those who show up.
Mm-hmm. That's
my
right.
Favorite bumper sticker, right?
Yeah, he said, if you're not at the table, you probably are or soon will be on the menu. So he said, always be at the table. And, you know, I remembered that. And even when I was really young, I mean, in my early 20s, even if I didn't have a ton to contribute, you know, I'd go, I'd listen, I'd sit through city council meetings, I'd learn about the commission, and boy, there is a lot of stuff that happens on those levels that affect business.
So we're talking about multi-generational, not just business, but also value system.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. So I've known you for many years, of course, and seen you plug into so many things that are important to the community. What have you been doing this last, 12 months that you're plugged into as your passion right now?
Well, I started my career primarily in association work. And so a really natural transition was foundations. And I worked with the local ambulance company for years. And one of the things I noticed was our lack of AEDs, which are automatic external defibrillators in our community. So if right this minute, you had a sudden cardiac arrest.
It's a possibility.
Well, this is a week. This is a very exciting segment. Is that we need to be able to quickly locate an AED, call 911, get the AED, and get it to you. And I noticed that we weren't able to do that in a coordinated way in Salem. And so I started to inquire, and I sat next to Salem Fire Chief Mike Niblock at a luncheon. And Chief Niblock is an extraordinary individual. He truly is. And I kept saying, hey, what about this AED thing? And he said, well, we have the coalition, but it needs some help. And then I saw him again. I said, hey, what's this thing? And he goes, okay, if you keep asking me, I've heard that we, you know, there's some successful foundations out there. Let's build a foundation. And I said, great. I'll volunteer to do it if you let me do it my way. And so he gave me some full rein to build that foundation. And we have a wonderful fire foundation. And we've placed 133 AEDs in the community, put them in all the police cars, put them in public works vehicles, training citizens how to use them. It's my passion right now.
Wow. That is an amazing accomplishment. And of course, we've had, you know, breakfast with the chief on, and you're involved in the police foundation as well.
Yes.
Right. So, and they've done amazing things with that mobile unit.
Yeah, mobile command vehicle.
That's incredible. Yeah. And the dogs.
Yes. And
so how did you get involved in that?
Well, the work with Fire Foundation sort of got me into that industry, and the police foundation said, hey, we want to take our fundraising to the next level. And so they brought me in, and I sat down with some of the officers, and I said, give me your biggest dream. I mean, we can raise money for a lot of things, but what's the dream? And they said, we don't have a mobile command vehicle. When we have an incident, we take our Suburban and put a pop-up tent out there, and we hold on to the tent so it doesn't blow away while we're trying to decide what to do with the active shooter hostage situation, whatever was going on. And they said, it's too big a dream, but we want a mobile command vehicle. And I waited, and the board said, okay, let's do it. And so community fundraising, grants, the city, everybody came together and made that available.
In a certain way, do you feel like the award, by the way, we're talking to Mary Louise Vanetta Gale, Mary Louise Vanetta from Vanetta Public Relations, Distinguished Service Award winner. Do you feel as though it was a recognition of your body of work over decades?
Yeah, it's been a long time. People ask me a lot of questions like, when did you start? And I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, we're talking about 1986. So there's a lot of things I did and a lot of learning that I did. I mean, starting through Leadership Salem with the chamber and serving on boards and organizations and doing all that. So I was able to look back at a really long, you know, 3 decades worth of history and able to choose now, you know, some of the most wonderful projects.
So for the listener, what message would you give to the listener? So we've got, say you've got a couple of minutes here to communicate to somebody and set an example or issue a challenge or an encouragement. What would you say to the listener?
Wow, that's a great question, Brent. So being in public relations, you know, people come to me every day for a consultation and they're like, why don't I have an, you know, I need more customers, I need more clients, I need more publicity, people, I'm a best kept secret, which is my least favorite phrase. No one should be a best kept secret. What can I do? And I tell them, you need to first go out in your community and see what you can do for the community. You know, kind of like that ask not. Be informed. We have this amazing local radio station. We have your great show, which is super informative.
Oh, boy, thank you.
CCTV, which covers, you know, the commission and the, you know, the city council meetings and lots of Salem City Club. We have, you know, endless amount Salem Reporter, which is a fantastic partner, which is really getting into some amazing news for us. Is be informed and then go out and find out how you can help those organizations, your charities and your local organizations. Not so much, you know, me, people need to come to me, what can I spend, you know, how can I get people here, is go out and really help that community, you know, draw that community in with your example.
Yeah, it is interesting because you see people in the community, you know, they're doing exactly what you've been advising right there. And you think, I'm not going to call anyone else about a car. I'm not going to call anyone else about my landscaping services. I'm not going to call anyone else about my commercial building. These are the people, right? Is that how the money really does end up flowing in an indirect way?
People do business with people they like, people they know, people they trust. And you can know everyone in this community. I mean, if you want to talk to a city councilor, just call them up. These are not you know, don't complain. Don't complain if you don't vote and if you don't ask. And so I'm a big advocate of getting to know the folks in your community. And
don't complain if you don't vote and if you don't ask. I like that. Nice job.
I'm going to
remember that. That's true. It's so true.
It
people
is true.
People want to complain. Yeah. And it's like, but did you volunteer?
Right.
And sometimes
did you put the work in? Mm-hmm. Did you vote? Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your business and what kind of clients you have. I know you do. So you mentioned you work with associations. Mm-hmm. And that's in managing associations for trade associations?
Sure. So we have Vanatta Public Relations, where we do, you know, traditional public relations, communications, and then we have Spire Management, which we do large events, association management, and foundations.
Large events. So you're event planners or,
yes,
or organizers?
Yeah, large events, lots of conferences, lots of big events, and those are super fun.
And what percentage of those end up at the convention center at
Salem? So many. What a fantastic facility. Yeah. We are so fortunate.
Well, I know that you have, I mean, you're managing events, and sometimes people want to be in a different place. They want to be in the mountain, they want to be the coast, mm-hmm. but so many in this region, right?
Yeah, we've been fortunate. We've got, you know, now the beautifully remodeled Reed Ballroom. We have the conference center. We have, you know, these lovely vineyards to have events. It's a great time to be an event planner.
Well, I love what you've done, Mary. You know, so suddenly I want to put Mary on all my passion projects, right? Is there anybody else to turn to? You talk about the breadth and the depth of community knowledge. And Mary, you're it.
Oh, you're
We're
very kind.
So appreciative as a community, and I know the Chamber really nailed it when they decided to spotlight you and give you the Distinguished Service Award.
Well, I'm in great company, you know, with Ken and Elizabeth and AJ, so it's a great place to be.
I know, and that's inspiring, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So the first Citizen Banquet, of course, boy, it's the place to be every single year. So we're going to sign off. But Mary, we're going to have you back on the radio, okay? Congratulations.
Anytime.
Again, and keep up the great work.
Thank you so much,
Jim. You're listening to Newsmakers on 1430. Stick with us. We'll be right back with another Distinguished Service Award winner. This is Brent and Dave on KYKN, Salem's Listening.
Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers, presented by Les Schwab Tires, continues in the Capital Auto Group studios. Here's Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is proudly brought to you by Hamblin's Nursery.
Welcome, everyone. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne. Welcome back to Newsmakers. We have a special guest in the studio today. One of our guests is going to talk.
Every guest is special. What are you talking about?
No, I always use that word, right?
Yeah.
So we want to spotlight some people who are being recognized in the community for great things that they do,
mm-hmm.
for being outstanding individuals. So Beth Rhodes, thanks for coming down to the studio.
Oh, of course.
Appreciate it. Now, obviously, we've learned if we were at the first Citizen Banquet this year that you are a busy woman. So, yeah, she made him wince this face and like, yeah, I do manage to keep myself busy. But she made time to come down and talk to Newsmakers. So we want everyone to know, you know, you were awarded a Distinguished Service Award by the Salem Area Chamber of Commerce, right?
Yes.
How'd that feel? How was that in terms of, I know they showed a video about you being surprised and there were like 500 people in the room. And but it seems like you were just doing what was important to you.
That was the key, and I think that was the biggest surprise, is I usually am behind the scenes and not front and centered, so that was a shock and awe moment, especially walking into that room with 500 people and knowing that that was going to be the celebration of the evening. So it was a great honor, but it was definitely a shocking moment.
Not something that happens every year.
No.
All right, well, let's introduce the listener to Beth Rhodes. So you are at CNR Remodeling.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about your role there.
So I have had several roles. My current role is president and co-owner with my brother, Andrew Lathine. And I work with homeowners on scopes of work, creating their floor plan layout and getting that project through construction.
So CNR, it's remodeling. Is it CNR construction or remodeling or CNR?
CNR design remodel.
Design remodel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's important.
Yes.
It's really important. You get it. Somebody can't design. they'll come out with the hammers and saws, but if nobody designs it, you're really not doing very well. All right. CNR design and remodel. And you and your brother, it's a family-owned business.
Family-owned,
multiple
yes.
Multiple generations.
Third generation.
Right here in Salem.
Right here, yep.
All right, so you're the president and a co-owner. But that's not really what you were spotlighted for?
No.
So obviously you're getting out in the community and tell us about your passion.
I was raised with parents who were very passionate about people and trying to give back. And my father has been always in prison ministry since I was a little kid. And my parents were actively involved with people who might be a little bit outside of our area of living, but needed maybe a little bit of a hand up. And so that was ingrained in me since a little child. So any opportunity to serve others has always been a true passion of mine. And almost part of my love language is to give back to others and making sure that other people know their worth and who they are in our community.
So where do you plug that in, your desire to help?
Through church and helping with people from a wedding that they might not be able to afford to help have somebody put that together. But I know I can give them those skills and volunteer my time. To community groups, we have been involved in community groups through our local church for many years and opening our house up, serving meals, breaking bread, and just giving people an opportunity to express who they are and not just being talked at.
We're talking to Beth Rhodes of CNR Remodeling and a Distinguished Service Award winner from the Salem Area Chamber of Commerce. And I love to hear the value system. I love to hear what you're saying about the value system for the family and how it's generational.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I look at pop culture now in America and it's so discouraging. And it's like, are we really just only going to raise people in America that think about themselves and money and drugs and sex? And
it's all me.
Mm-hmm.
And not in terms of giving people a hand up and helping people get to what other people want.
Right.
Right. So who ratted you out? Who nominated you for this award? Because I know you weren't expecting. It's not something that you applied.
How did they hide it from you? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, it was a pretty shocking moment. Joe Koenig, who's our general manager at our office, was the one who got the idea and put together and got, I know, several letters of recommendation and put that whole package together. And then from there, she kept it pretty close to herself. She didn't let anyone in our office know. She created a marketing meeting for us all to sit in and give input in, and then we all got shocked. So my brother didn't know, my husband, my father, they were all there, and we had no idea it was coming.
Were you even familiar with the First Citizen Award?
A little bit, just from Chamber of Commerce, seeing that come up and different things.
Wow. Did you have an opportunity to meet other recipients of the Distinguished Service Award that you won or the First Citizen?
I got to meet Mary Lou Vanetta. I've met her before, so got to meet her again. And then a few of our past clients have received that award, so know them and have been able to serve with them in different
ways.
Now
you're in the club. Beth, you're in the club. So does this make you inspired to do it even more or be less in the background?
It definitely inspires me to keep Salem in the forefront of my mind and how we can better this community. I think we all have so much to give if we actually want to allocate our time and resources to it. And Salem has grown up so much over the last several years. I mean, I was born, raised here, and didn't really want to live here when I was 18. Came back when I was 22, and it's just a thriving place that I think has a lot of potential.
Yay, we old people are doing something right.
That's right.
Bringing them back.
Maybe we're just getting out of the way so the younger generation could, you know, forge a kind of community that they want.
Just hand the keys over.
It is nice to celebrate, and we've had, you know, some 20-something entrepreneurs here on Newsmakers. So it's nice to see you stepping up. How do you see your role, and how do you see Salem moving into the future?
Well, Salem has got some great growth going on with different businesses coming in. We're all, I'm sure, anxious to see what Amazon does to our community. And with that comes opportunity for my industry, remodeling. We've got housing, not crisis yet here, but definitely a housing issue with land and new home building. So remodeling is important. Front of people's minds as they look to move. And with that, we just kind of keep Salem moving and growing locally. And instead of letting neighborhoods just go away and get decrepit, it gives us the opportunity to bring new life to them.
What about Beth Rosen, where you're plugging in? Oh, and also, would you tell us a little bit about where you worship?
So I have a 13-year-old child. So teenager years are right in forefront of our mind and our lives on a daily basis. So that's kind of where I'm at, is learning how to work with the 13-year-old. Any advice
it is a navigation.
Always recommend.
Patience.
Communication is communication,
always good. Yes. Open lines of communication. And where we worship currently is Morningstar Community Church.
Okay. Well, you know, and I want to point that out. We have like Salem Leadership Foundation, and you know, every now and then you run against an atheist who just wants to paint Christianity in a bad light. Mm-hmm. You ever run into that? That you see it in media, you see it in news reports, you see it in entertainment, and it's so nice to say, well, you know, this is my foundation, and this is why I have the my faith creates my culture. Mm-hmm. Right, in terms of helping other people and giving them a little hand up and such like that. So, but you're dodging my question. I don't know if Dave is gonna, my question. Do you see yourself just continue to kind of, if you look out 5 years from now, are you or 30 years from now, mm-hmm. do you aspire to be one of those first citizens, or do you think you're going to take a larger role in leadership, in mentoring other young women like yourself, men and women, to give back?
Definitely a goal of mine is to mentor other women, especially in my industry. Remodeling is a tricky industry to be a woman in. Thankfully, Salem has really broken ground. There are several women in our industry, but keeping that growing through CTEC and mentorship programs that are available, taking on some interns just to make sure to push them forward and to let them see that you can both be a businesswoman and a volunteer in many ways and not sacrifice your family.
How do you balance that time? I mean, you've got a teenager, they take a lot of time. Mm-hmm. So you're a mom and you're a co-owner in a business and you're trying to run the business and you are giving of your time and talents.
Mm-hmm.
How do you balance that?
I think it's integrating them so they work together and not looking at something as like an 8 to 5 and then I volunteer from 5 to 8 p.m. at night. But how can I play those roles together? And being an owner gives you a little bit more flexibility with schedules. And then how can I bring my son into that so that he sees what I'm doing and can give back himself and not isolate him from what's going on?
Awesome.
Yeah. Again, passing on to the yet another generation of people who give back to the community. Beth Rhodes, on behalf of KYKM, we want to thank you for what you do in the community and appreciate being able to spotlight you a little bit.
And congratulations.
Seeing our remodeling and well-deserved. So we appreciate being spotlighted by the Chamber and getting the Distinguished Service Award.
Thank you so very much.
Thanks for coming in.
Yes.
It'd be great to have you. Stick with us, everybody. We'll be right back.
This is Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, let's go back to the Capital Auto Group studios on 1430 KYKM. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is proudly brought to you by Green Acres Landscape.
And welcome back, folks. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne, and today we're talking about four awardees, four people recognized in our community from the Salem Area Chamber of Commerce at our recent First Citizens Banquet. And we've talked to the First Citizen, who is incredible, and a couple of Distinguished Service Award winners. And now we are at Young Pro of the Year. And this one is, I don't know, it's really encouraging to me, especially when you get to see what people, and by Young Pro, under 40 is young.
Right, because we're so old.
So, I've known 39-year-olds to win this, but at any rate, they're all plugged in at an early age.
Yeah.
And so many of us are in a position, are not in a position, or not clued in to give back earlier in our career. So it's nice to see people who are younger, who are locked in and doing great works and getting recognized. Welcome to the studio, Alvin Clausen.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Thanks. It's so great to see you. And I'm going to tell you, I've been going to the First Citizens Banquet for a lot of years. Yours was perhaps the best speech I've ever heard. It was really impressive. Yeah. I can't.
And you do a lot of them.
I can't recount it for you. I can't recount it for you, but it was really good. I mean, I've known people that, and then people do give speeches and thank you and acknowledgments, but it was just really well thought out.
Excellent. Well, you know, I really appreciate that. Obviously, it's honor. There's so many amazing people who win these awards and they give great speeches. And I just wanted to be honest and true to Salem for that.
Honest and true to Salem. That's a good starting point. And yes. Really, that's one of the questions I've asked the awardees is, you know, you look at the group that you just joined of young pros. Does that inspire you? Does it terrify you? Is that kind of call to action for you to continue to do more?
You know, I've gone to about three or four of the First Citizens, and looking at some of the award winners before me of a young pro, you know, I didn't even consider myself in their league. So it really was a huge honor to be a part of that.
Yes, indeed. A good friend of mine, I think Ryan, right?
Collier.
Ryan Collier won. Yep. That was, I think, the first time they
first
awarded
year,
a young
10
pro.
10 years ago.
All right. So Alvin Clausen, let's learn a little bit about you. What business are you in? And then what do you do for a living as well?
Well, I keep myself busy. I own Vagabond Brewing in North Salem. We opened up about 5 years ago. And then about 3 years ago, we opened Victory Club, a bar in downtown Salem, in the alleyway behind the Reed. We also have a tap house in Albany called The Outpost. And we just opened a new full brewery, full restaurant in Southeast Portland.
Where did the name Victory Club come from?
Victory Club is actually a beer brewed in Salem in the 1940s.
Really?
And I wanted to have a little bit of throwback of Salem history. And we were going through the names, and some of the names were Salem Beer or the Salamander Beer. And they just didn't have the same catch. And then I saw Victory Club, and it kind of reminded me of that after World War II American victory celebration. Yeah. And that's kind of what I wanted to bring back, that Americanism, that celebration.
So you're a serial entrepreneur now. So you got you're brewing. You have the Victory Club. You have a tap house in Albany, you said?
We do, yeah.
And expanding into Portland now. And
we are.
You have partners.
I do.
Because you also have a day job.
I do. So I also work as a district representative for Congressman Kurt Schrader.
Wow.
Wow.
So how do you sleep?
Sometimes.
Wow. Do you have kids?
I don't have any kids.
See, that doesn't. He's not going in any basketball games and choir recitals and stuff.
Right. He doesn't have them sucking up his time.
Or making him sleep deprived. For those
right.
Young.
Yeah, that'll
all
do
right.
It.
So, Alvin, obviously you're out there. You're hustling and you have so much energy and, you know, guts, honestly, that it takes to invest in the community and borrow the money and go into debt to take a risk on a business. What about things outside? I know, because you also have passion of things that are happening in the community.
Absolutely.
So do you think that's what you were recognized for? Or
you know, I think it was a combination of the things that I do. I think it was a combination of being a business owner. A lot of outreach we do through the business. You know, we do fundraisers for Born Again Pit Bull Rescue, helping pit bulls that are either thrown away or not neutered or spayed. We do things with Family Building Blocks, raising money for them. We do events for SMART, Start Making a Reader Today, mm-hmm. and doing outreach with our community. One of the things that I really learned early on is you can take beer and you can use it for good in the community, mm-hmm. because if you give somebody the opportunity to drink a beer and be a good person, they want to do that.
We were just talking about that last week, you yeah. know, with the Cinco de Micro. It's like, go out and drink beer for the kids.
Exactly.
Right? Yes.
And then on my own personal side, I do a lot of stuff with homelessness. I volunteered at all the warming shelters this winter and addressing that issue as you know, a citizen of Salem, but also as a business owner. You know, homelessness affects my business downtown, mm-hmm. and I see it as part of the problems that I have to solve as a business partner to make Salem a better place.
So you work as a legislative assistant or aide to Congressman Kurt Schrader. Mm-hmm. How many is that a full-time job?
That's full-time, 40 hours a week. Well,
wow.
70 hours a week.
Yeah. And wow, you are definitely juggling things in between, because I know what it's like to have more than one entity and more than one passion and try to juggle them all at the same time.
You must have some great managers at those locations.
We do, and that's a huge part of what makes everything run well. I have two business partners, two guys I served with in the Marine Corps, and both of them do an amazing job, but we do have outstanding managers who really make the day-to-day operations a lot easier for us to manage.
So you were talking even before we went on the air that you do have, because of your service, a heart for the veterans in the community and that found
because he is
homeless.
One.
Yeah.
Because he is one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as the homeless issue grows in Salem, one of the things that I've really focused on, it's hard for me to address the whole issue. So I wanted to get more specific on the things that I do. One of the things that I noticed was the homeless level of veterans. And we went out and there was a brand new veteran homeless shelter that's on Center Street. It's called Vet Care. And we've been teaming up with them as Vagabond Brewing and also on my personal side to raise money for them. So they have the facility they need to help the local veterans in Marion Polk County.
One of the things I'm asking these awardees, and by the way, we're talking to Alvin Clausen. He is Young Pro of the Year as recognized by the Salem Area Chamber of Commerce at this year's First Citizens Banquet. Do you want to challenge? You're inspiring me, and hopefully I think you inspired everybody who was in the audience that night. But as far as challenging other people to be more involved and to give more and to plug in, like your efforts here with the new Veterans House you said on Center Street, would you encourage people to plug in, and how would they do that?
Absolutely. I think one of the big things that we've really lost in American culture is the volunteerism. Like, we don't volunteer as much. We don't sacrifice and work as a community as much as we used to. And I think one of the things that I'm super interested in is encouraging other people to volunteer their time, whether it be with the homeless issue, whether it be with kids, whether it be, you know, just picking up around your community. The biggest struggle is I find most people are interested in being a positive part of their community. They just don't know how.
Alvin, where'd you go to school?
I went to North Salem High School, and then I graduated from University of Oregon.
Oh, great. So he is a local boy, a local high school, and a duck. We like that here at KYKN. All right. So who nominated you? Well, no. Who said, oh, you have to take a look at Alvin?
I think it was a combination of TJ Sullivan over at Huggins Insurance and the Chamber, Jim Vu, part of the local downtown organizations.
Another very active guy.
Absolutely. And both of them, I imagine, were probably leading the charge on nominating me, but you know, they're also two of my inspirations in this town, two people who are incredibly involved and want to really make an impact on this community.
Indeed. And you know, those two and yourself are three people who are invested in the downtown core, right? With a building, with real estate, with a restaurant, and so forth, right?
Absolutely.
All right, we just have a few seconds left. Anything you want to tell everybody to encourage them to jump on and help you in all of your efforts? Or how can they help the things that you're passionate about?
You know, I think just one of the big things is go downtown, eat downtown, be involved, because that's where our heart is right now. That's where a lot of the opportunities are right now and a lot of the local business. And when you spend money locally, it makes a huge impact.
Well, thank you, Alvin Clausen, Young Pro of the Year. We appreciate you coming in. We appreciate your service. And I personally appreciate the investment you've been making in Salem.
Absolutely.
We're looking forward to more. This is the challenge, to do it for another 25 years.
There you go.
All right. You've been listening to Newsmakers on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
See you tomorrow.
This has been Lynn Fenton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Live local talk that matters to you from the Capital Auto Group studios, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.